Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ellis Island Museum is undergoing a $100 million makeover to enhance the museum experience and help preserve the historic building. Jesse Brackenbury, president and CEO of Statue of Liberty Ellis Island Foundation, explains the project.
We are reimagining the museum top to bottom. So all three floors will have new exhibitry. Over 100,000 square feet of exhibitry will be redone. And alongside those incredible historic artifacts and the spectacular architecture will be films and interactives so that we reach all learners.
In one of the exhibits,
the historic baggage room, we will have both a historic baggage display and also a 120-foot media screen that has images of immigrants and so on, so that we have the artifacts next to a more immersive experience.
Renovations have already begun, and the museum will stay open as the work is done in phases. It's expected to be completed in 2026.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.